lifting a hand to brush a strand of hair from his eyes.
Figured she must be. Stupid, isn't it?
What?
She spends all that time searching for you. One-eyed man in Deathlands. Must have found 50 of them since I can remember. Then she gets chilled when she finally tracks you down.
Yeah. Nobody ever said anything to me about life being fair, Dean.
But didn't...
Yet again, his nerve failed him, and Dean abandoned the question. Ryan let some time drift by. Now they were into the Harlem River, with its broken, jutting bridges and the rising buildings on either bank. Here the devastation was less severe than farther down the island, but the windowless shells stared down blankly on the empty streets.
What happened to your mother?
It was one of the questions that had been brewing at the back of Ryan's mind ever since he first heard of Dean's existence.
Rona?
I knew her when she was called Sharona Carson, out in the deserts by the Christ's Blood Mountains, back then.
The boy shifted, and for the first time stared directly into Ryan's face.
What was she like then? Was she beautiful?
The aching need was painful to see and to hear. Ryan moved on impulse, put an arm across the skinny shoulders, and hugged the boy.
Triple lovely, son. Sharona was one of the most beautiful women I ever saw in my whole life. Fair and rare.
Dean smiled, showing a good set of white teeth.
I knew she must have been. Time I can remember her first, she'd been through hard times and...
Ryan knew what the boy was saying. Deathlands was grindingly bleak for beautiful women, especially if they'd known wealth and power like Sharona Carson had. She'd been the wife of one of the most powerful barons in the whole Southwest. Then to become a wanderer with a baby in tow. Ryan closed off his mind to it.
She dressed like an angel, Dean. Had a lot of strength and will. An amazing woman.
And why the fuck did you leave her? And me? Why'd you do that, Ryan?
Dean shrugged the arm from his shoulders and shuffled a couple of feet away. Now it was out in the open, as Ryan knew it would be.
What did she tell you, boy?
Said that you left her.
Really? That was what she told you? Tell me the truth, Dean.
Sort of.
Fire blast. What's that mean?
The boy watched his white blob of spittle trail away behind them.
She sort of said that you left each other.
Listen. Now listen good, Dean. I'll tell you this once. Your mother and I had a sort of relationship for a few days. And then her husband, the Baron, tried to cold cock traitor and all the men and women. He was a swift and evil son of a bitch. There was a lot of fighting and chilling. Last time I set eyes on Sharona, she was astride a powerful two-wheel wag.
She used to speak about that. Like it was something she really loved.
Yeah, well. Last time we saw each other, we were ready to chill each other. She challenged me to backshoot her. Knew I couldn't. Would have done with most people. Not Sharona.
You knew she was having me?
Of course not. I only knew her less than a week. There was no time. I swear to you, Dean, that the first I ever heard I had a son was right here in this ville, a couple of days ago.
How do you know I'm your son? Couldn't the Baron have fathered me?
Of course he could. You're 10 years old. Seen your face in enough pieces of glass and pools of water, haven't you?
Yeah.
I look at you and I see me. You know what I mean? No doubt about it.
I guess so. Always dreamed about meeting you. Never thought I'd...
Dean suddenly lifted his hands to his face.
Tell me about Sharona. What happened to her? The woman, Janya, just said she was dead. Didn't give me any details.
The boy battled for control, wiping his nose. Ryan had noticed earlier that they'd been following a great right-hand sweep of the river. Now he could see the huge tumbled ruins of a massive bridge not far ahead of them. To give Dean a little more time to recover his self-possession, he called forward.
Doc?
What is it, my dear fellow?
What's that bridge?
The wag dipped suddenly into the trough of a wave, and a great gout of freezing spray drifted over them all.
The bridge? I think that it might have been the one named after our most honest of presidents.
Who?
The one who chopped down the cherry tree and would not tell a lie, of course.
Who, Doc?
He crossed the Delaware, wrapped proud and defiant in his cloak, the boat, not unlike our own sturdy bark, tossed between the floes of ice.
Jesus. He means the Washington Bridge.
I was coming to that, madam. Coming to that.
The boy leaned closer to Ryan.
Why does he talk double strange like that? He a mutie?
Not exactly, son. I have to find time to tell you a little more about Doc Tanner. You were going to tell me about what happened to Sharona.
Yeah.
Well?
I was only a young kid.
Ryan suppressed a smile, sensing that it would upset his son.
How long ago?
When I was about 7, around then. 3 years ago. Been on the road all my time, traveling. I remember places with snow and places with hot sand. Floods and droughts, mountains and valleys. Been all over, looking for you, Ryan.
The man risked the arm around the shoulder again, and the boy didn't pull away.
I wish I'd known, Dean.
Yeah. Been good if we could have got together before Rona went into the long quiet.
How did she die?
I think it was a sort of rad sick. Jack was scarce and she went with lots of men.
How do you...
Don't be a stoop, Ryan. Rona worked at fucking in gaudies and pesthole vills. Left me with Janya for weeks, out west. Bad place for rad sickness. Came back with her.
Ryan had seen plenty of cases of the lingering Nupra disease. He didn't want to think about the tall and beautiful blonde, riddled with the sickness. But his imagination was too powerful, too insistent. Images of pain filled his mind. Sharona's strong teeth falling out of bleeding gums. The sweep of hair like summer wheat, coming away in rotting clumps. Her violet eyes turning pink and sinking into hollowed sockets. Her thighs streaked with a crimson flux, as control over bodily functions disappeared. Her smooth skin, pitted and cratered with septic scabs and bone-deep ulcers. That was how it would have been for the lady who had once been Sharona Carson.
Don't talk about that part of it, Dean.
She went away before the last of it. Left that picture with Janya, kissed me and walked away into the night. Out of the hut we lived in. Told me she was going to go outside and she might not be back for a while. I knew, Ryan. I was only a kid. But I knew where she was going. Knew I would never see her again.
The little boy fretted and shuddered, and Ryan held him as close as he could, aware of the brittle bones beneath the taut skin, the heart beating against his own chest. He knew that he could never, never tell his son that his mother had been a feral, rutting, murderous slut, immensely desirable, and giving Ryan a sexual experience he'd never forget. But the woman had lacked any concept of morality. The wag suddenly slowed, then picked up again.
Stay here, Dean.
Ryan was glad to get away from the welling spring of emotion that he'd released, knowing how difficult this new relationship was going to be. Mildred called back to him as he stood.
John says the fuel gauge is into the red.
Seem to recognize the stretch ahead. Tell him to steer to the left shore.
Dean was suddenly at his elbow.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, many as you like, boy.
Did you love Rona?
Ryan hated lying. He looked down into the young boy's face and met his eyes.
Yes, of course I did.
Christy had read old books as a child, where amazing coincidences seemed to happen to all the heroines and their handsome paramours. So when they seemed to be running out of fuel, at almost precisely the spot they were seeking, she wasn't that surprised. In some ways, she was more surprised when JB reported that the gauge was defective, and they actually had enough diesel to keep going for several more hours.
At least Harry Stanton will be pleased if he gets his wag back in one piece. He'll find he can still drive it.
J.B. clambered stiffly out of the front hatch. Dean stared intently at the armorer. During the journey, he'd met and spoken with Doc, Mildred, and Christy, but here was the other person in the team who'd actually met his mother.
You're not very tall, are you?
Next time I'll wear my stilts. And you're not very old, are you?
How'd you get that big scar on your face?
He disagreed with something, and it bit him.
No, something he disagreed with ate him.
That's raw, you dogmatic old fart.
That comes from an old James Bond vid, Dr. Wyeth.
I know that. Felix, the CIA agent. Do you think there's something awry with my memory, you doxologizing old windbag?
JB held up a hand to stop the argument.
It was just an insect bite that turned bad, kid.
Don't call me kid.
I know.